Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Wednesday, partly cloudy, chance for showers, high today around 74. Kenosha at this hour, 65 degrees, 61 in Burlington, Milwaukee 65, 64 in Racine. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposing a levy increase for the first time in 7 years to pay down debt, plus more jail corrections officers to reduce overtime, a youth sports complex created in Faces at Pritchard Park, no mention in his budget speech of involvement with the city on an event center downtown. In that speech, Delagrave claims it's time to invest in our youth, not sit on the sidelines while opportunity passes by. He's including $2.2 million in the budget for stage one of turning Pritchard Park into a youth sports center, which could also benefit, he said, the local economy.
Future tournaments and sporting events will serve as a gateway experience for first-time visitors, inspiring subsequent trips and vacations to the area. Of course, my vision of a thriving health recovery campus and a youth sports complex depends on you, not just the county board, but residents and public partners alike. These projects require community investment from businesses, nonprofits, private and public schools, and individual citizens.
To address concerns about overtime costs in the jail, he said the next budget should include 10 more correctional officers.
The jail has been chronically understaffed for years, which has the direct effect of high turnover and high overtime costs. This is not a crisis in waiting, it's a crisis now.
The budget address also mentioning two new Metro Drug Unit members, upgrading election equipment, $1.6 million to reconstruct Taylor Avenue west of Meacham Road, and one-stop campus set up for mental health and social services. Finance Committee's budget review process begins next week. In Kenosha County, meeting the county's obligations to its residents while addressing immediate issues and planning for long-term needs, all priorities addressed by County Executive Jim Cruiser to the Board of Supervisors last night. In that gathering, he said the county's infrastructure is also in the budget. It's addressed there. He listed the investments that have been made in the county due to the county-funded infrastructure projects long-term.
The Kenosha County-funded infrastructure has assisted economic development from the private sector, from Amazon, Uline, Gordon Foods, Bradshaw Medical, Good Foods, and numbers more, which has led to over 8,000 jobs and more than $1 billion of investment since 2008.
Also high on the list of priorities, mental health services. Cruiser saying recent budgets have been hard hit by changes outside the county's control. A $100,000 donation from the Racine Founders Rotary Club toward a permanent outdoor performance structure at Festival Park gets support from the Common Council, while the requested name change to Paul P. Harris Park, after Racine native and founder of the Rotary, well, that'll be looked at by the Park and Rec Board. During discussion, Alderman Jeff Coe noted the name change request is for the entire complex, not just the building, which is a policy issue for the Park and Rec Group.
And I think all the recommendations should go to them and come from them and then come back to us. I think what the Rotary is offering the city is just an amazing thing, what they've done for the last 100 years. And I don't think it really needs to go to the committee of the whole, because the Park and Rec Board are the ones that are going to be really making the decision and coming back to us.
Ashley Stake, the president of the Racine Founders Rotary Club, during citizen comments said this ties into 100th anniversary plans around the country for Paul P. Harris Trail.
Our hope is that the name of Festival Park in Racine can be changed to the Paul P. Harris Rotary Park because of our proud history and the worldwide recognition of Mr. Harris. This is something the Parks Board will be talking about at a future meeting, and if the board okays the name change, Rotary would also support the development and installation of outdoor signage, sculpture, or indoor interpretive exhibits that share the history of Rotary and Racine.
Sending the issue to Committee of the Whole got rejected 10-3, then Alderman Mike Shields abstained on the vote to support the Finance Committee's recommended acceptance. City would provide $50,000 in capital spending toward the project. A crow found in Racine County tests positive for the West Nile virus, the first case reported this year in the county. Health officials say it means more vigilance needed to protect yourself from mosquito bites. Kenosha County several weeks ago reporting that a bird was found with the virus as well. A man from Grays Lake, Illinois, escaped injury Tuesday afternoon. He landed his small plane in a western Kenosha County cornfield. The initial reports had the plane leaving the airport in Burlington, heading to the Chicago Executive Airport. Not long after, though, that 72-year-old man radioed that his Cessna 172 had developed engine problems. Kenosha County deputies and the Randall Fire Department were notified of the plane having gone down just after 3 p.m. in that cornfield near Westosha Airport. The plane suffered moderate damage, and other than some corn being flattened, no other damage reported. The FAA was contacted and is starting a formal investigation. A Kenosha County Jail Direct Supervision officer is now on leave and under investigation, found unconscious in his vehicle, apparently from an opiate overdose. It's according to a news release that Jeremy Short, who worked in the county's detention center, was found unconscious, not breathing, his vehicle crashing on the bike trail off Highway E Monday morning. Short revived, taken to the hospital for treatment. He's now on administrative leave. An investigation is being conducted by the Kenosha Police Department. In Milwaukee, a federal judge denies a request to stay a previous order, formally opening up the doors of boys' bathrooms at Tremper High School in Kenosha to a transgender student. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In her ruling issued Monday, Judge Pamela Pepper said she found no reason to set aside the preliminary injunction that attorneys for Ash Whitaker had sought and she granted. Whitaker was born a girl but now considers himself to be a boy. School officials had threatened disciplinary action if Whitaker persisted in using boys' bathrooms. The injunction that Pepper granted on September 20th prohibited the school from taking any action against the student for using restrooms that are designated for males. Attorneys for the school district immediately set in motion plans to appeal to the federal appellate court in Chicago. Briefs in that process are being filed. No hearings have been scheduled. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
At what point do questions from police become questioning by police? An issue that the Wisconsin Supreme Court's going to be hearing in a case out of Kenosha. High Court trying to decide if police need to read someone their rights before asking for just a simple statement. Case stems from a 2011 arrest. Racine County Youth Football going to have to continue paying a $50 per game fee to use a field at Humboldt Park, a request to either reduce or eliminate fees altogether rejected by the Common Council. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck explaining the youth football program actually got a financial break at $40 for 3 hours in the past, and this year it went to $50 a game.
You think about our own programs that we run that are in our department that we provide. Give an example, it's $40 for someone to play basketball in our program. And our program that we run, they get 10 games. Do the math. It's $4 a game. So we're letting an outside organization come in and use our facility that we have no idea if they're resident or non-resident for $3.33, $50 per game. And they get all this for 6 weeks.
The council last night, the vote 12-1 to receive and file the issue, Alderman Sandy Widener, the lone dissenter. And the possibility of Racine County participating in funding an event center on Racine's lakefront to perhaps attract the Milwaukee Bucks D-League team and a minor league hockey team, still an undecided issue. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave not making any reference to it in his budget speech last night, but it did come up in public comments at the county board meeting. Fiona Murphy wondering how come nothing's happened, telling supervisors to stop being passive with something on which the Bucks are obviously looking to move on fairly quickly.
We have been ready for a project like this since we moved here and invested in Racine. We've been waiting for it. This is lined up to serve the youth, small businesses, large businesses, tourism, and most importantly right now, 834 jobs, according to the feasibility study.
County Board Chairman Rusty Clark, noting that they continue a due diligence approach, said that an executive committee meeting will be scheduled soon with the author of that feasibility study. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form, and they're on our webpage. Whenever you want, go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.